Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 33. Okay, so summer solstice has come and gone, and it is officially summer. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about the rattan bag, which I refer to as the summer purse. This episode is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called the rattan purse. Yeah, the rattan bag, sorry, the summer purse. And it's also sponsored by Amory. So the bag that I have there is sponsored by them. However, all opinions, you know, are my own, and I wouldn't put it on here if I didn't like it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about this rattan bag in particular, and also what do I look for when I'm purchasing a rattan bag, just some tips on trying to find the right one that'll take you through summer. Okay, so a couple of things. If you follow me on Instagram or on my blog, you will notice that I have one purse that I use almost all the time. For a few reasons. It's functional. It's one from like Michael Kors. The size is right. And, it's kind of a neutral color. So, you know, it works with a lot of different things. So when I find a purse that I think I'll be able to wear a lot, I feel it's worth, putting together a blog post and a podcast episode for it, because you will see that I have one that I use so much. So if I find one that I think is worthy of getting on repeat, I think it's worth talking about. The other thing, with summer being so hot, and we talked about summer workwear tips in the last episode, I talked about that it's kind of hard to layer and do different things that you would do during the other seasons of the year. So what I find is that I kind of get in a bit of a rut with what I'm wearing, just pulling out the same thing all the time, being kind of hashtag lazy. When I find an accessory that I think will add some interest to an outfit, I'm really excited, because, you know, it's really easy just to be wearing something, the same things all the time, or just a few things during the summer because of the weather being so hot, and because you can't really layer too much because it's difficult to do that because of the heat. In addition to, you know, finding accessories that add visual interest and you know, kind of bring something different to an outfit, what I'm also doing is kind of remixing things and, you know, some of those thrifted items that I had before. Remember I talked about the other episode about styling a thrifted item? So I've been bringing that out and then styling it for summer. So in this particular blog post, I have the Amory purse. It's a circle style rattan bag. It's so cute. And again, I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't think it was cute and worth your time. And then I have a thrifted dress that is, it's kind of like a rust color with white polka dots. And what I did to change it up is I wore a white, button-up shirt that's short sleeve from Target. And I just, tied it at the waist to kind of bring it in and give it some structure. And it's interesting, you know, most people know me as a very high energy person and pretty positive, but just with school, I just finished up work and other demands, I've just been feeling a little burnt out. So this purse came at the right time to kind of give me a little boost and kind of refresh how I styled my outfits and kind of my game plan for summer. In this blog post, you're also going to see that I have the Amory bag linked, so you can go straight to the website from the blog post and see that bag. I also rounded up just three tips on what I look for when I'm getting a rattan bag. So tip one is look for unique shape and design. So I, you know, like I said, have usually boxier types of purses, and I'm always looking for something interesting for texture. This purse is a circle shape, so it's different than my usual, you know, kind of boxy sorts of styles of purses. And then it's also the design on the purse. It's all kind of looks like a sun, like rays of sun, of the sun kind of going out, but then in a neutral tone. So again, the shape is something different and plays off of kind of my polka dot dress print. And then the texture instantly adds texture to my outfit without overwhelming it. So it was a it's a purse that I'm like, oh, I could wear with this, wear with that. But the first thing I really liked is just how it's a circular shape and just it stands out. And you know, I've talked about before in other episodes that with rattan bags, you don't want, or a straw bag too, you don't want to go like looking like you're bringing like a beach tote, you know? So you want something that looks a little bit more kind of refined. And I feel like this purse meets that criteria. Let's get into tip number two. It's find the right size. For me, I want a mid-size purse. I don't want it way too small because then it won't really stand out, but not too big that it overwhelms my outfit. So this is a mid-size, and I feel like that is perfect for making a statement with your outfit, and without kind of, you know, getting lost, and then without overwhelming your look. So after I think you get that balance of the right size, the next thing I'm looking for is, can I actually use it? Is it functional? And this purse is functional. You can't tell, but I have all my essentials in it. So I have a wallet, and my wallet can get kind of big. I don't know about you, but I keep all kinds of receipts and all that. And I don't know, I got to clean it out. It just gets really heavy and bulky. And then I have my phone, and then usually like a makeup bag with just a few things. So those are the things that I need to have in my purse, and of course my keys. So that all fits in this purse, and that's what I look for. Is it functional? Is it something I can actually wear and use when I go out, so I'm not having to like have two purses and one just for like a picture, which is lame, right? Okay, we got the three tips for buying the rattan bag, the summer purse for you. So the first one we talked about is look for unique design and shape. So look for something that's going to be a little different, a little interesting. And then the second thing is make sure it's the right size for you, right? So it doesn't overwhelm your outfit or just get lost in it. And then the third thing is make sure it's functional. So making sure that it can be actually a purse that you can use and put items in it. Otherwise, what's the point? And so I'm going to be linking all of this in that blog post for you in the show notes. So you can go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com and see the purse by Amarie, and you will love it, I am sure. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com, where you're going to see this blog post that this episode is based on, the rattan bag, the summer purse. It's going to be linked for you in the show notes. In this blog post, you're going to go ahead and see this purse by Amarie, and that you're gonna love, and this thrifted dress that you've seen before, just styled in a different way. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review, so I'll know what you like and what you don't like. And also check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. If you haven't already, go ahead and sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter. That's where I, you know, it's like a bi-weekly newsletter, and I do the shopping for you. I find some outfits that I've tried on, and maybe they're not online just yet when I first get them. And then once they are, I link them for you, let you know what the sizing is, and that sort of situation. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Mixed Up With Curves. If you don't want to find me, that's fine. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.